Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back. Midday Show, broadcasting from the Yacht Club of Seattle City for the New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. So we're through, it looks like, the first round of this.
Yes.
Kind of that, what'd you call it, like the Ninja Warrior obstacle course
over the bay? The greasy pole.
Yeah, the grease pole. And there,
I believe
that
thing's been outside for a while. It's hot and it's greased up.
I believe they're adding more Crisco to the pole as we look down there. So this is going to be a problem. All right.
Hey.
215-592-9494 for your phone calls here. We'll get back to everyone. Quickly, though, Hugh, we need to address something. Specifically to address your former teammate, now current teammate. But, Hugh, yesterday, it's a pretty viral moment, right? Jason Kelce at the first wave of the event yesterday for the Eagles Autism Foundation. Jason made quite the entrance. Did you see the video?
Yeah, he put in some bikini draws.
Okay.
Some bikini draws.
Well, the Eagles tweeted that out with the video of Jason naked, his entrance. And Ike responded. Eyes emoji. This is a quote. Eyes emoji. Big fella. Let me holla at you real quick. And then hand over the face, shrugging emoji, and a bunch of laughters with crying. Hugh, your reaction to, hey, big fella, let me holla at you real quick.
See, I know where Ike was trying to go.
Yeah.
He probably used too many words, but see, Ike's a wordsmith. He's been talking on air for so long. Ike likes to pontificate a little bit when he, you know.
That's what that's called? That's called pontificating?
Yeah, he was fine. And so, basically, because I did the same thing, but I just said, wow. And I said, we need to talk because that was like we needed. It's like, let me holler at you real quick. Is more in the vein of you're doing too much. Slow your ass down type deal.
Yeah. Not what it because this reads different to me.
What about with the eyes emoji first?
No, that's what I'm saying. What are you doing? Because I know where Ike's coming from because this is off of the heels of the bird pee-pee. The bird pee-pee tattoo. You remember?
The Kelce tattoo.
I got you. Yeah.
So now you have the bird PP tattoo is the first salvo.
My gosh.
And then you have the second salvo is the spandex bikini draws salvo.
Yes.
And now that's just too much.
So we got to talk. Here.
So you got to talk because like big fella, I know you're winning and you are in rarefied air. You are in a space that nobody else is in as a former Eagle.
Yep.
And we applaud you for that, and we respect and love you for that.
But
the bikini, American bikini draws, I mean, you look nice, but that's too much.
Okay.
That's just too much. That's just way too much.
I'm glad you cleaned it up because the rest of us saw Ike's tweet, it was like, what's
because
that?
You got, but see, this is the problem. And I know where I come from because you have guys out there that are having phallus fantasies about you.
What?
Phallus fantasies. Phallus fantasies. Anyway, okay, let's move past that. And that's somewhat, like, listen, we're all inclusive, but that's a lot.
Okay.
That's just a lot. We're just trying to, like, rein it in just a little bit.
So the Libby Hollage is double meaning.
Well,
because a few weeks ago you were talking about Rihanna hollering at me, and I had,
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
Rather than holler at me.
It's kind of like John. It's kind of like, I was trying to explain John to y'all.
Yeah.
How am I explaining this to y'all?
When did you ever do that?
Well, the John thing, I get it.
I'm explaining
enough.
John.
I've never seen this. Usually you see this.
I know because I speak Ike, and Ike speaks Hugh, so I get it. And that's what he meant. He didn't mean I know what it read like, but it wasn't that.
Well, that's why we wanted you to explain it.
That's why you're here. You know, sometimes you gotta take some of those words out, you know, and just let it.
I like that. Take the words out.
Yeah. So some of you got, you know, sometimes.
Can we have that when we have bad takes? Just take those words I said, take them out.
I don't know what that's like to have a bad take.
Well.
I have – my takes are fire.
What you don't have is accountability.
Die line. Yeah. I spit hot fire.
I just – like, the eyes emoji, big fella.
Yeah.
The combo of the three.
Because it makes you – it makes it look like – you know what I mean? I know where you're going, but I know exactly where you're going because it's a lot. But he didn't mean it.
Now,
like
last
that.
Thing on this, then back to the phones. Can anyone get away with this? Or is this just certain people can tweet these things?
Oh, no.
Because, like, if I tweet that at someone, no one's going to take it like
you would be, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but see, Ike was wrong for that. He wasn't thinking about it in that way.
Yeah, right. Of course, why?
Yeah, he wasn't thinking. But, see, we're childish and we're petty. And so when I, like, it reads that way. Because, like, it's like, oh, my gosh, look at that. It looks like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But, no, it wasn't that.
It's a double take. You're looking did I just read that correctly?
Yeah,
I did. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Edgecombe, the Sixers, Phil's with an afternoon game today. Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
Hey, y'all put me on after that conversation.
We had to address it, Jay. We couldn't just let that slide.
Hey, look, man, since I tuned in the middle of a call from Spike, I listened to a Giants fan, a Cowboy fan, and then I listened to that, man. I still love y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
I still love y'all.
Yeah, we apologize for all that. That's mostly our fault.
So BJ Esco, man, I love the young fella. I hate our culture, though, and the guys that he's going to be learning from.
I need to talk to you.
Jay, keep going. He was
talking
to Cooper DeGene off the air.
Cooper DeGene, I need to talk to this young man. We're going to talk to Coop later. Don't go nowhere.
Joe, you said that you feel good about the pick, man, but aren't you worried about that locker room that he's going into, man, and the whole organization overall?
So I am, but like so earlier we were talking about how they've had too many losers here, non-winners. I'm just trying to tip the scales here, Jay. I think we got a good one in Maxey. I like McCain. Now we got another one that seems like he's wired the right way. We're tipping the scales here.
So are you willing to get rid of guys and get pennies back on the dollar for the PG?
Yes. Oh yeah. I would trade Paul George for a bag of basketballs right now. I mean, like, if you give me three of them, I would get rid of him right now. Jay, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Is the poll being are they jumping
they
on that
grease? The poll.
Yeah, they're greasing the poll.
He just nominated Hugh to go on.
Hey, cool. I know.
Hey, cool. Pick up them headpieces, man. I need to holler at you.
Uh oh.
I just need to holler at Cooper DeGene, the Super Bowl champion, rock star right now. As he puts his head.
Yeah, he's working through. What's up, Coop?
What up? You guys hear me?
Yeah, you're on.
Are we live right now?
No, we are live.
Coop, we're not going to keep you on too long because it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. But how has your offseason gone so far, young fella?
It's been awesome. It's been amazing. I've got to do a lot of cool things. Enjoy my time off while also preparing for next season. But it's been a blast.
I like that. It's a good answer.
So, Coop, the last time we talked, you were real reserved. You play with a lot of confidence. But right now, I'm feeling like you're feeling real good right now. What has changed for you so far since after you won the Super Bowl, young man?
A lot of things have changed, but I'm still me. So
no, I know you're still you, but you know I'm going with this. What the DMs looking like? Because I heard I've heard some things about you, young man. I've heard some things.
I've seen a lot of things.
I'm sure you have.
That aren't true. But I don't know.
Leave this guy alone.
Yeah. Listen. Yeah. When we get off the air, we're going to talk. But listen, young man, stay focused.
Oh, absolutely.
Live your life. Absolutely. And go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Coop, you think Hugh should participate in this?
No, I think we got that.
No, I think
come on, Hugh.
Come on, Hugh.
Coop.
He's supposed to be getting in on that.
He's scared of sharks in the water.
No, listen. Sharks in the water.
Sharks. Are we in the – we're not in the ocean.
No, you're not.
We're not. No. Look, he thought about it. But look,
you're scaring the guy.
I hate the ocean, so.
they have their sharks that might come in the bay. Nah. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to scare you. Enjoy yourself.
Too late, dude.
It's just, this, you know what I'm saying? I'm not.
Cooper, man, we appreciate it. Yeah. Cooper DeGene here participating.
Leave him alone, you.
Yeah, let him enjoy himself. I think that's it.
Listen, Coop, me and Coop have talked before.
Yeah.
And he know it. I can talk with innuendo.
I think of all
he
the things,
what's going
of
on.
All the things in that conversation, him suggesting you participate is the best thing I heard.
No, I mean, we
get
gonna
in
talk.
There.
Yeah. No, I'm not getting in there. That's not happening.
Why are you trying to scare him with the shark stuff? There's no sharks.
You heard him. He's from Iowa. He understands what I'm talking about. Y'all just been here too long. Sharks ship swim in the bay. They swim wherever they want to go. I'm not going.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I'm not going.
You make it sound like someone's trying to throw you in the water.
No, I wish somebody would try to throw me in the water because it's going to be some consequences
be honest,
and repercussions.
I would pay to see you do the grease pole, man.
Usually,
I'm not doing that.
In every spot we are, no one could throw you in the water. There's more than enough ex-players here.
You know what?
If they wanted you in the water, you're screwed, man. There's like 12 of them here. They could pick you up and throw you in easily.
Listen, I'm talking about between Bo and Landon. Yeah, I'm going here.
You're cooked.
Still, I'm going to put up a fight.
Yeah, you're cooked.
Better not nobody come at me.
Come get him. All right, Tasty Cake Dom is up. What's up, Dom?
Joe, how are you? Hey, you. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Dude. Dom.
That sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun.
Oh, we are. Yes. Some might say too much fun, but we're having a good time here.
Joe, sometimes while a guy's on hold, something happens and you got to pivot a little bit, right? So
yes.
I definitely want to talk basketball, but – this Jalen thing, can I just put a rest to it once and for all, the Jalen thing?
Yes, go ahead.
Because I get so annoyed with people consumed about his stats. So who's the greatest point guard of all times? Hands down, who's the greatest point guard of all
times? Well, I know the answer. I don't think it's hands down because Curry has put together amazing.
God.
No,
okay.
It's magic. It's magic, but Curry's right there. But I know you're talking about magic.
Right, I'm talking about magic.
Yes.
He didn't average 20 points a game
until
his seventh year because for the good of the team, he was subservient to the Skyhook. He could always score 25 points a game, and he did 87, 88, 88, 90. 25 points a game. It was always there, but for the good of the team, he averaged 18. You understand what I'm saying?
So it's your belief that it's your belief Jalen could do the same thing.
Jalen. It's there. It's there when we need it, baby. Thank God it's there. And when it's time to win a Super Bowl, it will be there. We're going to get three more in the next 6 years. Three more.
Well, you get three more. The debates are over. That's all time stuff.
I'm here for it.
All right, Dom. What do you think last night? What do you think about what they did?
Well. I'm very excited because of what Nick Nurse said, Joe. Their half-court execution is going to be off the charts with their new training drill. With their current roster, they're going to roll a bowling ball on the basketball court to pass to practice chest passes.
Well, I'm off of that. I'm excited for Nurse to work with this kid because – I still think Nurse is a good coach and did not have a great year last year, but defensively, I think he's going to get a lot out of him.
Joe DeCamerick said that this three-guard talent pool could be similar to the Bad Boys with Joe Dumars, Isaiah, and the Microwave, right?
Yeah, Vinny Johnson, yep.
What he didn't mention is they won back-to-back championships because they had Dennis Rodman and Bill Laimbeer,
two
elite Hall of Fame rebounders, to get those guards the ball.
So last night, Maury mentioned this could work, but you need that defender behind them, which is what you're alluding to.
I'm alluding to you. Please tell me, Joe, who on the 76ers roster will get you 10 rebounds in a game?
Well, I mean, if Embiid's not going to play,
that's the answer, ain't it, Joe?
Well, they need that, right? And this roster isn't where it needs to be yet, Dom. But I like the pick last night.
Okay, I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
I hope I am too. Otherwise, we're in some trouble here, Dom. We appreciate the phone call. We appreciate it there. All right, let's go to Brian in Delran. What's up, Brian?
Hello,
Brian.
Yeah, you're on the air, buddy. You good,
Brian?
You hear me?
We got you loud and clear.
Yeah,
can
got
you hear us?
Yeah. Hey, I'm on the radio.
What's going on,
Brian?
Man? Brian, you all right?
Yeah, okay. So you
what
guys,
you doing?
A lot of your callers, bro, they've been talking BS.
About what?
I don't even know. He was talking. I couldn't even understand what he was really even trying to say, honestly.
Well, I mean, that's to happen sometimes. But who?
What
do you want to say? Let's just workshop.
It was like three calls ago, but I think we had a good pick with VJ Edgeco. And I think Ace Bailey is a freaking dumbass. Oops, excuse my language.
I kind of agree, so it's okay. Here's what he is.
You came
great,
in.
Great
came
call.
In. Yeah, that was terrible. You came in terrible.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Okay. Brian, appreciate
goodbye.
The call. Yep, yep. Yeah. What are you going to do? I mean, do we blame Will for all this? Do we blame Will?
It is, yeah. It all went downhill after Will. Yeah.
I
think everyone was thrown off with the Will call.
Yeah, I still don't know what.
I wasn't thrown off.
Why.
No, you were
gassing him up. That was a problem.
He was living in the past.
You were the one that made him think he was cooking.
No, he was living in the past. That's what that was.
But we're all living in today.
Yeah, we
this
like,
is the
Will
problem.
Forgot that we do shows daily.
Yeah.
And we move on quickly. Like a lot of cats that call, it was a few cats that called in today that were stuck in the past. And so, you know, you just, you know.
I blame you for this.
Why? Let them live their truth.
Because it's easy to blame.
Okay, no, but you know, because you do that. You say let people live their truth, and then you have everyone just saying
I'll
anything
that.
They want.
Not everyone should live their truth.
No, there are some truths that need to be denied.
That, but you can't deny I get stuff done. Because Buddy ain't been doing no mic checks since I told him to stop doing the mic checks.
That was true. A good job,
you
by
did
you.
Put like, a stop to the
that
mic
was the
I'm
best
saying,
thing
I'm
you've
like,
done
don't,
today.
I get it done. I get stuff done. I move the meter.
You put a swift end to the mic checks.
Something tells me if I did it, it would have had the same effect.
No,
I don't
saying,
know why.
No.
I just,
I'm just saying.
Well, you would have done it more.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm just saying,
right.
I'm here for y'all. And I'm trying to get y'all right on a daily basis, but it's like, man. I mean, sometimes it's a struggle, but some days I see the progress.
Half talk show host, half bouncer.
I mean, yeah.
We got what we needed today. Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Yo, what's going on, Joe, here in Kyle?
Tyler, what's up? Oh, someone just took a tumble on the grease pole. Go ahead, Tyler.
Oh, they greased the pole. Wait a minute, I can't see
that. That hurt.
Because,
yeah.
See, I got a bad view for the pole. Oh, here we go.
I'll tell you, Joe. I would personally drive from Delaware down the Sea Isle just to see you do that pole, brother.
Oh, no.
I really would.
Ain't nobody getting on no grease pole. You got it, man. Stop.
Yeah, it would be a problem.
Joe, the camera might. He looked like
well, the camera's actually right next
pole.
To the grease pole. Yeah. So, Tyler, what are you thinking on Edgecombe? What do you think about the Sixers did?
So, I am very excited, Joe. I got your newsletter in my inbox this
morning.
There
we go, Tyler.
And I was lockstep with you at the end when you talked about what he said about being a culture setter.
The guy wants to play defense. He hates to lose. The fact that he said, I hate to lose, the bar is so low that I love him.
How can you be a culture setter when you haven't played in the NBA, though?
Because it's what he's bringing to the table.
It's his destiny?
No, it's his personality. It's what he said last night. He hates to lose.
No, I hear you.
We've gone from losers to a guy that hates to lose.
No, I hear you, but I don't feel – if he's not put in a position to be that guy, he's not going to be able to be that guy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
too, when you have a guy who comes out and says that he wants to be an elite defender, even when he's not scoring, and he hates to see other people score, and he hates to lose, that's the type of mentality that we have been lacking.
I'm not questioning the mentality.
Tell him, Tyler.
I am not, Tyler, I'm not questioning the mentality, but it's the people that are around you. You know what I mean? If you're an eagle and you're around a whole bunch of pigeons, you ain't going to be able to soar like an eagle because you're going to stay on their level.
Wow. That was, that was beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, I
beautiful.
Would you rather, you were in the Sixers' shoes, Hugh, would you rather have a guy in Ace Bailey who I can't wait to boo his you-know-what off when the Jazz come to town?
Oh, yeah.
And I hope he sticks in Utah because he wanted to dictate where he wanted to go.
Yeah, he wanted to dictate where.
DJ Edgecombe wanted to be here. He wanted to be a leader. We don't need no guys dictating, oh, I want to be the man off the rip. He wants to be a winner.
Tell him,
we want to win, you.
No, I totally agree with
that. If you on defense said, oh, I want to go to a better situation because it'll help me stat pad my numbers so I get paid, this is a guy who wants to be a team player. And that at least gives me some confidence going into next year because we haven't had a dog on this team. And I get that he hasn't played a lick in the NBA yet, but when you have a guy who is not just doing this for him, he's doing it for his family. He knows what the struggle is like, so he can at least relate to the struggle that we in the Philadelphia region have gone through. When I, as a young kid in high school, had to be embarrassed going to school because I enjoyed rooting for the Sixers when they were stuck in purgatory.
That's right.
Rolling out G Leaguers starting in the NBA.
You tell them, Tyler.
We are meant to be better than the product that the Philadelphia 76ers have put on the basketball court for the past 10 years.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. You hear the people cheering for Tyler here in the background. Tyler, yep. We appreciate the phone call. Did you take all that in, Hugh?
I took some of it Tyler, when he got the long talk.
I mean, a little long talking tendency lately.
Well, he long talked a little bit, but Tyler, I understand what you're saying about his tenacity and his want to. But if they set this team up where everything goes through Joel Embiid, that could potentially be a problem.
Let's say you're a doubting Douglas. Yes.
Okay, we're fine. Because that's how it was set up before. And he played like all the 30 games.
Are we all right? What's going on down there?
Well, the camera's emceeing this thing.
While he's eating lunch?
And someone comes up and hands him a burger.
You just put the mic down and start eating?
He's got a burger in one hand and a mic in the other.
I know you don't eat meat, but that was a pretty good burger.
Was it? Yeah.
That burger was choice.
No, I mean, I'm
just hilarious.
So he's not taking his job seriously, you're saying?
I mean, everybody is drinking, and everybody's kind of half.
Yeah, but the MCs kind of have to be above everything else. You got to run the show.
I'm getting handed a burger while he's got the mic in his hand.
Why she got on a helmet? Amazing. I mean, what's she wearing a helmet for?
Well, we talked about the injury risk earlier. You, this is.
Wait a minute, what you gonna hit your head on though?
The pole. You slip and you fall back and
you land on
the pole.
They are riding the pole. They're not running.
Whoa, hold on
a second,
seriously. There,
look at her. Wait a minute. What I'm saying, what is she? Okay, well, you describe it. What is she doing? She's.
I'm going to let you describe
she's
the whole
straddling thing. The pole.
Okay, so how is it? I'm saying it bad. Because is she doing?
No, I just want to have you be the one that did it.
Oh, so if I get in trouble, it's on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one's gonna get in trouble.
Like
it's just
okay. It's like I'm gonna do this.
No.
It's a pole, and she has one leg on one side, and she has another leg on the.
That's
other
called
side.
A straddle.
Okay, but we're gonna keep it. You know, we're gonna keep it simple. And now she's sliding down the pole.
This is why they didn't invite you to be the MC.
She is she is inching her way.
Oh God.
Down the I'm just saying she's riding
the more we let you go, man.
Ever so slowly. I'm describing what she's doing.
And that's the problem.
She's,
I mean, that's,
she's riding the pole slowly. Yeah. She's sliding down the pole.
We got leading off soon, right?
Yeah, all
right.
That's
good. I'm just saying.
Right, yep.
She's taking her time. Down the pole.
Ooh, Bam boy. And Upper Darby. Do you have a take on VJ Edgecombe? What's up, Bam?
What's going on, fellas?
Bam,
doing?
I'm just trying to cut you off. Go ahead. Bam, what's up?
Wait a minute.
Not much.
I'm just describing.
I'm glad you guys got the number 3 pick, but we got a better pick.
Hey,
we got Nick Clifford from from Colorado State.
You're a Sacramento Kings fan, right?
What are we doing?
Hey, dog. The pregnant
Bam,
pause
Bam,
is
I love you, Bam.
Do you see the pregnant pause she has?
Bam, I love you.
Pause is a lot.
No, I can't spend any energy on the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, I just
Bam,
yeah.
I wish the kid luck.
Take your time, lady.
I can't do it. All right, Bam, we appreciate it. All right, 215-592-9494. On the other side, leading off
as the camera has a second burger.
A second burger? Hey. That must be mine that I said no to. All right, a second burger for DeCamera leading off. Coming up next, we'll get you set for the Phillies and the Astros. Will they score a run today? We'll break it all down next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.